Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Skin Smooth with Faceplant Aesthetics. My name is Lauren, and today I'm talking about nothing changes if nothing changes. So what the heck do I mean by that? So what I mean by nothing changes if nothing changes is, honestly, if you are having frustrations with your skin, but you are not being consistent with your home care routine, not being consistent with treatments, you've never even looked into getting them done before, maybe you're using products that are all wrong for you. But especially in this case, if you have habits that you're doing lifestyle wise that are affecting your skin, that are bad for your skin, and you're not working on changing those bad habits, breaking them, you're really in the long run not going to see any changes in your skin. So let's dive deeper into this. Real quick, we'll talk about with treatments and home care. If you come in, for example, for a consultation, or you call in because we're doing a virtual consultation, we go through the steps, you talk about your skin concerns, I give you the home care suggestions, treatment suggestions, and then you don't take my advice, especially if I give you lifestyle suggestions as well. What was the point in you coming in? Honestly, I know that might sound blunt and harsh, but why are you coming to me for my help if you actually don't want to make these changes and if you're not willing to? Now, I understand if it's a budget reason, maybe you have to start off slowly, but a simple one-step change is still a change, and a change for the better, and a change closer to achieving your skin goal. And if you have to make a change in your skincare routine one product at a time, like I said, and it takes you a couple months to get there, way better than where we were at before. Because if you come to my suites and you get a consultation, and especially if I'm putting you on home care because that's what I prioritize, and then you don't want to get on the home care products because your response is, well, I don't want to change my products because they're working for me, the ones that I'm currently using. Not true. If what you were using at home was actually working for you, you would not have made that appointment to come in and consult with me. Truly. So you need to change your mindset there a little bit, that if you are making that consultation, you are coming to ask the advice of a licensed professional, whether it's me or somebody else, please take what we say seriously, and please be prepared to make those changes and know that you're going to have to make some changes, whether it is home care, treatment-wise, or lifestyle-wise, when you come in. If you're not ready to make possible changes and commit to them, don't make the appointment. You're just going to be more frustrated in the long run, and it's going to be a waste of your time and my time as well. So make sure you're willing to commit to making any changes. Now let's talk about lifestyle, because this is what I really mean. And I've been in this position before, okay? So I'm talking from personal experience. I've had times where I've gone to see a professional in one way or another. Maybe it's for my body to work out or whatever. And they're like, okay, Lauren, stop eating all these foods. And because there have been times where I was a fast food lover, and that includes right now being pregnant, because pregnancy is hard. But, you know, I go to them and they say, Lauren, you need to cut out all this fast food and you need to do X, Y, and Z workout routines. You know, maybe I do the workout routines, but I'm not eating. I'm not making those changes health-wise. I'm not really going to see the huge results I'm wanting. And then I get frustrated, and I may even get mad at the person, the personal trainer, the nutritionist, or whomever I advised with, because I'm like, how come I'm not seeing the results I want even by making at least the physical exercise change? They're going to be like, well, this is a holistic approach. Like, we need to address multiple factors. Often when it comes to the skin, for example, skin conditions are multifactorial. There's multiple things going into them. So while you may make one change, again, you're not going to see a huge difference in your skin in the long run, especially if you don't make kind of all the changes we're suggesting to you as the professional. So, and I've had this happen before. I've had a client come in and, you know, they especially for acne. They come in, I get them on the routine. They even come in for treatments. They're being consistent with it. But I notice, hey, you're still kind of eating all the fast food you're eating and you're still picking your skin. We've talked about this, why picking the skin is bad, and that even is preventing me from being able to do treatments as well as I could, or even treatments in general, depending on the treatment. Sometimes people don't take you seriously as a professional, and they don't think that those factors are huge, because to them they're so small. You know, they're things they do in their day-to-day lives anyway, but they are big. There's a reason why we bring them up in the first place and why we continue to bring them up. So, you know, if I have acne clients that come in and you're making every other change except you're still picking at your skin, please don't get frustrated with me, because I've talked with you about what picking the skin can do to your skin, what popping your pimples at home can do. And honestly, as a professional, it's a bummer when we're kind of being blamed for something that's not even in our control. We don't move your hands for you. You do. You're at home picking at your own skin, looking in the mirror. And I get, you know, our stress, our anxiety, our mental health can affect that. But in the long run, you're the one doing that to your skin. And we've talked to you about it. And when, again, we're not there to hold your hand and prevent you from doing it. So blaming the professional is just kind of unfair, because really, the reason you're not seeing skin improvements is because of you. So when you come in for your initial consultation, if we're pointing out lifestyle factors such as skin picking, or maybe you love using the tanning bed or whatever it may be, we're, again, pointing those out for a reason. So nothing changes if nothing changes. Again, if you're not making certain changes that your licensed esthetician or even your dermatologist are suggesting for you to make, especially lifestyle-wise, it's unfair to come into them and be frustrated at them, especially if they've educated you on making those changes. Now, maybe they haven't pointed these things out to you, maybe ask them, be like, I'm picking my skin, I've heard from so-and-so it's not good, what the heck, what do I do about it? What are your tips? Why haven't we talked about this before? Then bring it up to your licensed pro. But usually that's what the consultation is for. We go over lifestyle factors especially. So again, if we bring it up to you, there's a reason for it. Please take what we say very, very seriously. Take it to heart. Again, if you're booking that consultation, you're hitting schedule or whatever that button says, make sure that you are 110% willing to commit to the home care, the treatments if you are an in-person client, and the lifestyle factors especially that we mentioned to you to make. They do make all the difference. Again, skin conditions are often multifactorial, so we need to make sure that we're addressing our skin conditions holistically, that we're looking at it multifactorially ourselves as an esthetician and as the client. This is a two-way street. So again, nothing changes if nothing changes. I know that sounds so cliche and maybe even blunt to some of you, and that's just a matter of fact. And this episode isn't like spawned on by any one situation that has happened recently. I was just thinking about it. Any advice I can give to you guys, the better. And this is a huge one, because, and I've been there. I can have the good skincare routine, I can have the treatments, but if I wasn't making those lifestyle factors, or if I'm not committing to them, then I know I'm not going to see all the results I want. Even now, especially being pregnant, again, life is hard when you're pregnant. If I'm doing my skincare routine at home, and if I'm getting the pregnancy safe treatments I can, and I have had moments where I have picked my skin being pregnant, or if I'm eating horribly, I have nobody to blame but myself for, you know, the lack of huge improvements in my skin, or for even the regression in my skin progress. So it's not just a one and done kind of thing with making these changes. It's a constant thing that we need to, again, if we're given lifestyle habits that we need to adjust by our licensed pros, we need to not only adjust, make those adjustments, but we need to continue to stay with them. We need to maintain them. We need to commit with them. This is kind of for life, guys. Not to scare you or anything, because it's honestly not that scary. But yeah, that's what us skin pros are here for. That's why we do our consultations. That's why we want to help you. We want to get you your skin goals. And a lot of us invest in continued education, not only to have the top of the line products, have the top of the line treatments, but also so that we have the right knowledge and education just to give you all these little tips and tricks, whatever works, right? So again, nothing changes if nothing changes. If you haven't already, or if you are lacking in doing so, contact your licensed esthetician, especially if you haven't talked with them in a while. Consult with them about maybe additional things you can do for your skin goals, how to achieve them, maybe additional lifestyle factors that you may need to address. Ask them questions. Again, that's what we're here for. Never hesitate to ask a question. There is no such thing as a dumb question, ever. And I stand by that. I have clients that say that all the time. Oh, this may be a dumb question. No. It's not a dumb question. I'd rather you ask it and it be a pretty simple question and you have a definitive answer on your question than sit and wonder forever about it. Ask it. No such thing as a dumb question. Again, that's what I'm here for. That's what other skin pros are here for. So please reach out to us and keep us in the loop, because if we do need to make changes to your skin habits, your skin routine, even your treatments, again, nothing changes if nothing changes. So keep in contact with us. Be transparent with us. We do love you. We do want to help you out as much as possible. So yeah, I hope you guys found this episode somewhat helpful, maybe a little eye-opening for some of you. But I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Thank you for inviting me into your lives this week to talk to you about the importance of taking the changes that we mentioned to heart and taking them seriously. Stay safe, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. And I'll talk with you next week. Bye.